Hi, this is Dr. Jabbour. I'm dictating a psychiatric evaluation on patient by name Severia, Severia, and his last name is Richardson, Richardson. His date of birth is 12/30/1945. The evaluation is 13/7/12. Patient came today for follow-up examination. Last time he left his appointment because he cannot wait, because he has another appointment. And also on 8/21/2012, he did not show up. And so the last time he was seen was on 8/5/5/2012, and he was taking trazodone 150 milligram. At that time, he also was taking Zoloft 50 milligram daily. Patient reported that he was fired from his job, and he got a traffic ticket. He reported that work is everything in his life. That's what he cope. He be busy all the time, and he's not ready to retire. He reported that he's been in a lot of stressful situation, and he's thinking about giving up driving, but he feels like he cannot give that up because that's the only thing will occupy him. We explore strategies to do something else if he has to stop working, like exercise or trips or hiking or such an activities. But he's been a worry about his survival, especially because he doesn't have sufficient income. And he reported that he's going to give it a real thought if he can see if he can retire. On mental status examination, he was generally have constricted affect with no mobility, maintain good eye contact, no psychosis, no delusions, continue to be anxious and depressed. And the plan is to encourage compliance and restart the trazodone 150 milligram QHS and also Zoloft 50 milligram PO daily. His next visit for the same patient on January 23, 2013. Patient came today for follow-up examination, and he reported that he has a small job with the Federal Express delivering boxes over the weekend, and that job has finished, and the income he made from that job has helped him. He also reported that he has a sexual partner now, and he would discover that he cannot perform and he has a problem with erection. He also reported that he's been frustrating him. He does not have any contraindication for such medications. He also tried a Levitra in the past, which has given him headache. Also tried the Viagra, which has also given him side effect. Otherwise, he reported that he continued to be stressed out by being home, is not doing much at all. He continued to be antsy. He reported that without the medication, he cannot sleep. And he denied any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. So the plan at this point is to increase his Zoloft to 100 milligram daily, trazodone 150 milligram POQHS, and I started him on a Cialis 20 milligram to take 1 hour prior sexual activity as needed. I discussed with him the risk and benefit of taking this medication per usual. Thank you.